is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
It's a great thrill to welcome my colleague of many years, Patrick K. O'Donnell. He's the author of many bestsellers. The one in question right now is April 2025. 160 years ago, it was April 1865, the end of a tragedy, the beginning of tragedy, the Civil War, and Lincoln's murder. The book, The Unvanquished, The Untold Story of Lincoln's Special Forces, The Manhunt for Mosby's Rangers, and The Shadow War That Forged America's Special Operations, tells so many stories that we can go in any direction. But we're going to follow the events of April 14th to May of 1865, especially concentrating on the assassin, Booth, his escape into unknowns, and finally his death on the 26th, a gunshot by a man who was asked not to shoot, but he did. In any event, Patrick, I congratulate you for the story within the story, the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. We begin, however, to establish where we are in the war. What is the Confederate Secret Service in 1865, 1864? Where is it, what is it, and what is its mission? Good evening to you, Patrick.
Good evening, John. The Confederate Secret Service is a shadowy, opaque organization that was really about 100 years ahead of its time in many of the operations that it was conducting in 1864 and 1865. The book, The Unvanquished, is about the irregular war of the Civil War. It's an untold story of the Shadow War, specifically focusing on three parts: the Confederate Secret Service, Mosby's Rangers, and the Union Jesse Scouts, or Lincoln Special Forces. All three of these elements merge together at one point or another, but it's my two main characters, Richard Blazer, who's a Union scout from Ohio that hunts Mosby, comes in direct contact with a Lincoln conspirator, Lewis Powell, who is a member of Mosby's Rangers. And initially, my goal was not to tell the story of the conspiracy, but the story of this Confederate Secret Service became overwhelming when the two main characters kind of intersect. And it's the Confederate Secret Service that's really one of the great untold stories of the Civil War. Their files were burned shortly after the war in the final days. So much of the information has been lost to time, but their special operations, their irregular warfare, was decades, if not 100 years ahead of its time. They did everything from election interference, press influence operations. They tried to change the election of 1864 through interference. They literally wrote the campaign platform for the Peace Democrats, which was an armistice. They engaged in, they had an obsession with spy gadgets, where, everything from time bombs to landmines, and they called it a torpedo department. There are various branches or departments within the Confederate Secret Service, which had Jefferson Davis as its titular head, as well as Judah Benjamin, who was a Secretary of State. As well, within that, there were many operatives and agents, and they had many shadowy ties to different other organizations, including Mosby's Rangers, which is another focus of the book, which was the 43rd Cavalry Battalion that operated in Northern Virginia, in and around Loudoun and Prince William County. And these were irregular forces that tied up a massive number of Union forces. But it's the Secret Service that went into different shadow operations to extend the war. What's important to remember is the South doesn't need to win. They merely need to survive. And they were using special operations to extend their survival, or potentially win, through the election of 1864. And they also were involved in an operation to kidnap the president of the United States.
Let's go to Canada, because there's an important detail in Montreal. Mason and Slidell, two former senators, are tasked by Jefferson Davis and given an enormous amount of cotton that they can sell in the open market, so they're well-funded. and Mason and Slidell are sponsoring various Confederate Secret Service operations, including that raid in Vermont that upsets everybody in the North. But Booth and Mason and Slidell, what do we know about that, Patrick?
It's a very important part of the book is that the Confederate Secret Service, its main base of operations is Richmond. There's smaller hubs, but it's in Montreal that they set up shop. In April, the spring of 1864, two former United States senators, Confederate senators, travel to Canada with $1 million in gold certificates that they redeem in Canada. And they set up operations to conduct political influence operations specifically to influence the rising part of the Democratic Party in 1864, which was the Peace Democrats, as well as foreign powers. They also conduct press influence operations where they're ceding money to Democrat editors of papers that are basically, they talk about the forever war and how the war continues to go on and on and on, different things like that. But it's here that they also conduct some really a department of dirty tricks in many ways. These are operations. There's an operation to burn New York City, for instance. There are many operations to free prisoner of war camps that are near, in some cases, the Canadian border, to bring more troops into the Confederacy from these camps or to create a bedlam and mayhem. There's a variety of special operations that are hatched in Montreal.
Booth, we need to get to Booth. Why was Booth there?
Booth shows up in shortly around the time of the election of 1864, and he's ostensibly going in to get his wardrobe changed, but in reality, he's there to meet the Confederate Secret Service and plan a kidnapping operation. And there's the book provides a tremendous amount of primary sources and information and evidence to substantiate that everything from the guest books at the St. Lawrence Hotel to receipts to eyewitness accounts to even Booth's diary, which mentions that the plot to kidnap the president begins here.
Did they speak with Booth, Mason, and Slidell? Did they speak and did they speak of the Dahlgren raid? Was that interesting to them?
Well, what happens is you bring up the Dahlgren raid. The Dahlgren raid, in many ways, is a trigger for all of this. And this begins on February 28th, 1864, where Dahlgren, who is the son of the famous Dahlgren gun, and then Kilpatrick, who's also a cavalry commander, their plan is to decapitate the South with a raid.
These are Union officers.
These are Union officers, and they move. Dahlgren moves on the western side of Richmond and nearly takes it. The plan is to free Union prisoners and also burn Richmond to the ground and also kill everybody in the Confederate cabinet. And there's literally Dahlgren has one leg. And in his wooden leg are the orders that are from the Secretary of War to do this. He's captured, the raid fails, and the Union immediately denies the involvement in the raid and that the orders are a fake, when in reality they're real. And it's here that the Confederate Secret Service plans to respond in kind with their own operation.
All right, we need to meet Mosby. I'm speaking with Patrick K. O'Donnell. The book is The Unvanquished, The Untold Story of Lincoln's Special Forces. And leading those special forces is a man named John Singleton Mosby and his Rangers. When we come back, who was Mosby? What was his mission? And is he in place? Yes, of course, to get involved with what happens the night of the 14th of April, 1865, the assassination of the president. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.